You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The President of the European Union's Executive Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, has urged the EU to maintain close ties with Russia despite its annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. Juncker's comments came today during a top economic conference in the Russian city of St. Petersburg, where he was to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. But as Stefan Boss reports, Juncker also warned Moscow that the lifting of sanctions is linked to Russia's full implementation of a peace deal for Ukraine.
European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker is the highest-ranking EU official to visit Russia after Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014. That event and Moscow's support for pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine triggered American and European Union sanctions against Moscow. But after a two-year break, seen in Russia as a boycott, European leaders and chief executives of top multinational companies are back at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum. That's Russia's answer to the more well-known World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Delegates arrived at a time of growing weariness over sanctions both in Russia and within the EU, as well as among businesses. And speaking at the St. Petersburg gathering, Juncker criticized European politicians who said his visit was sending the wrong signal to Russia.
We have those who like the idea that I'm here, and we have those who don't like the idea. But I like the idea to be here. In coming weeks, we'll spend many hours talking about our relations with Russia. I take the view that we must also talk with Russia, the leadership, its people. For some, this may be a radical idea. For me, it's common sense.
But he also warned Russia that the 28-nation bloc will only lift its sanctions if the Kremlin fully implements a Ukraine peace deal.
The illegal annexation of Crimea and Sevastopol and the conflict in and around eastern Ukraine put the relation between the European Union and Russia to a severe test. Russia's actions have shaken the very principles of the European security order: sovereignty, sovereign equality, the non-use of force, and territorial integrity matter. They cannot be ignored.
And Juncker used the opportunity to urge Britain to remain in the EU ahead of an upcoming referendum on the issue next week. He said Britain leaving the European Union would, in his words, open a period of global uncertainty which should be avoided. Juncker made the comments before talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin, who is also hosting Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi. And Putin was to sit down with United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon alongside the world body's envoy on Syria, Staffan de Mistura, as he seeks to recast Moscow as a more stable partner for the West and bolster his nation's flagging economy. Their talks come just weeks before a decision whether to extend EU sanctions that have helped push Russia's economy into its longest recession since Putin came to power 16 years ago. Business leaders say they are eager to revive close ties with Russia as it imposed a retaliatory embargo on most agricultural produce from the EU and the United States. In a sign of at least some cooperation, Putin was to oversee an important contract for the construction in Russia of a major liquefied gas plant with the head of Royal Dutch Shell. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.